This year was the Christmas Country Church Tour's 16th year.
It is in Perry County, St. Genevieve County, Cape Girardeau County, and Bollinger County. And it started out 16 years ago as just six churches in Perry County and has since then grown and grown and grown. And actually last year we were up to 38 churches within those four counties and in the, you know, circling around Perry County.
That's Trish Erzfeld. She's the director of Perry County Heritage Tourism. This year, I participated in a part of the tour, visiting Old McKendry Chapel in Jackson, then going up to Perryville to see the National Shrine of Our Lady of the Miraculous Medal, then over to Hill of Peace Friedenberg Lutheran Church, and finally to First Baptist Church in Oak Ridge. This year, as we all know, traditions have been shaken up amid the pandemic. That was true of the church tour, too.
We basically left it up to each individual church and their volunteers to decide how they felt, if they were comfortable or not with participating this year. We ended up with 19 churches in the very end.
There are a variety of stories behind the churches that are involved in the tour. Some are active, some have closed their doors. Others are historic. One of those historic churches was Old McKendry Chapel. Built by Methodists, it's the oldest standing Protestant chapel west of the Mississippi. Adelaide Parsons told me some of the history of the chapel.
It's 200 years old, over 200 years old. And the first groups that came in used this area as a campground meeting. And there would be hundreds of people here that came by horse, foot, wagon, whatever. And they would camp out and have a meeting for a week or two, maybe longer. And this is where they heard the word of God. This is where they dated. This is where they were married. This is where they were baptized and had a gay old time.
Parsons said in addition to the church tour, the chapel is open to visitors.
Dawn to dusk. People are free to come and walk, to visit, to pray, to meditate, to have a picnic. We have family reunions here. People come in for family pictures.
The chapel had a Christmas cotton tree. Parsons explained the history of that.
What they did is they couldn't afford to keep cutting down all the evergreen trees, so they took them, they cut the tree down, shook off the dead needles, and then they would decorate it the next year with cotton and ornaments.
And there are other churches maintaining their heritage on the tour.
But we just have a really great group of churches, and like some of them don't even hold services anymore. This event during Christmas is the only time, or one of the very few times throughout the entire year, that they even open their church doors. It really gives our country churches an opportunity to open the doors and have folks come inside that typically would not, therefore giving them the opportunity to tell about their heritage and their history, their architecture, their traditions that have gone on for generations and generations.
Hill of Peace Friedenberg Lutheran Church dissolved in 1980, but comes together on this occasion for a service, as they do on Easter and in harvest season. Glenn Brickhouse was a member of the church when the congregation dissolved and now serves as a member of the society that manages the church.
The people who own this property is Concordia Historical Institute in St. Louis. Well, in advance, we just talked to them, see who can do the sermon and do the service.
In the past, he said other people had different visions of the future of the church.
We had a fellow who thought that when the church closed, it would turn into a bar, and he wanted to tear the place down.
The church was built in 1885 by German Bavarians. The location is used and available for conferences, church retreats, family reunions, anniversaries, and other events. Lastly, I would visit First Baptist Church in Oak Ridge. The congregation was founded 156 years ago, says Mike Cowan. He said people have been visiting with the church tour from a variety of locations.
It's been fascinating to me, especially last night. We had very few local people, but we had people from Oklahoma, we had people from Arkansas, we've had people from Indiana.
Wow.
Many St. Louis.
Cowan pointed out some of the historical features of his church that remain, as well as some of those that have changed over the years.
Property that's situated right here in Oak Ridge. The original building, of course, was wooden, and in 1908, they wanted to have a new brick structure right here at Oak Ridge. So this building was actually opened in 1908 and has been here ever since. And so as you look at the church itself, the stained glass windows, for instance, are original. Those have been replaced on that side. Okay. The West Sun kind of wore them out over the years from there, but those are original. The ones above the door are all original. The woodwork here, the entrance doors and from the vestibule. The ceiling, if you notice, is kind of your old traditional wainscoting that's up there, and consequently it is groove and tongue locked, and it's been there ever since the church was opened.
Ersfeld said the tour gives visitors an opportunity to shed a light on the variety of heritage in the region.
It's not just about Catholics and Lutherans and Presbyterians and Baptists and Methodists. It's about Germans and Scot-Irish immigrants and French and English and where our people came from and the things that they brought with them. And ultimately, those were the roots of many of these churches. So it just gives them an opportunity to really tell our rich heritage and have fun doing it and celebrating, you know, Christmas and what it means for each community.
Ersfeld said some of the adjustments made due to the pandemic were things like the staple, that is, the refreshments that were often provided at churches and destinations during the tour.